What do you think of this prayer?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Paul Harvey once read a prayer that said in part, God, we confess that we have ridiculed the absolute truth of your word and called it pluralism. We have worshiped other gods and called it multiculturalism. We have neglected the poor, called it self-preservation. We've neglected to discipline our children, called it building self-esteem. We've covered our neighbor's possessions, called it ambition. The prayer includes a plea that God would forgive us and set us free. Many people rejected the prayer, unwilling to admit that certain truths are absolute. The Apostle Paul once faced a religious council that rejected God's truth. He was defending himself in Jerusalem. We read in Acts chapter 22 that the Sanhedrin listened to his defense up to a point. But when he said God would accept Gentiles as he had Jews, they blew up. God had said long ago that he would accept Gentiles if they repented and turned to him, but these people would not tolerate that idea. Throwing dust into the air, they shouted, "Away with such a fellow. He's not fit to live." We've come a long way from crucifying those who differ from us. We realize everybody has a free will to believe as he or she chooses. Yet, we insist and believe that God has spoken absolute truth in the Bible, and we cannot deny its reliability, even if others criticize us for doing so.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.